Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Condensed, a podcast to help you decide if something is worth your time. I am your host, Erin. I guess you know that because most of you that are listening are probably my friends. And so, yay, shout out for your support. It really does mean a lot to me. I know you shouldn't get caught up with the stats, but, you know, at the end of the day, everybody wants to feel loved, needed, and, you know, it's just nice to know that you've got people listening to you. So this week, this month is all about personal development. But I have had such a crazy week this week that I have slightly decided to go a little bit, is it off course? I'm not sure whether it is, you know, but first things first. So I actually purchased a new mic. Yay, because this is episode 10. And I said to myself when I first started doing this that when I had reached 10 episodes that I would buy myself a proper mic rather than using my headphones and microphone on there. So I have this fancy mic which sits on my desk. I feel like I'm on a radio show. It's really cool, not gonna lie. I'm absolutely loving it. Obviously, I did have a little play around with it the other day when it first arrived. Yeah, so that's the first thing. That's like my good news for the week. But on to the personal development. So last week we spoke about getting sort of like further education and how it was that you could go about doing that. But I thought, you know, in the week before that, we did goal setting. I thought, okay, well, what happens if you don't know what goals it is that you want to set? Like, and you just kind of like, just living each day to each day. And there's nothing wrong with that, like, at all. But, you know, you may not feel as fulfilled by things as much as you thought you would do. And you're just kind of like, well, I'm just kind of existing. And so this week is about positive psychology. And the reason why I want to talk about this is because if you're a person that's just like, I'm just, you know, I'm cool with not setting myself a goal or a milestone to hit, or I feel like I've done as much as I really want to do, or you know, it might just be that you've had a look at your 2019 kind of and looked at it and thought, you know what, I have a really busy year this year. I don't have the time to be setting extra things in my life, like big milestones like that. So you might be like, you know, or you know you're saving for a mortgage and you're like, yeah, do you know what, going on holiday or buying or going to certain places, eating out for me is not really an option this year, because you're trying to be the sensible adult and taking control of your finances, which is, yeah, props for you, because I am not that person. Like, I'm really not that person, as in I'm meant to be flying out to Copenhagen in, like, what time is it? In 11 hours and 20 minutes. And I still haven't slept yet. And I have to drive about an hour and 45 minutes to the airport plus the check-in time. I am not getting a lot of sleep tonight, but I thought I'm going to do this podcast anyway. So I thought I would do something on positive psychology to try and help guide you through a better 2019, even if you've got lots on already, so like socially, or like me, I've got like two holidays already booked, one for January, i.e. today, and also one for February for my birthday trip. But you know, so I thought I'll talk about something that I don't know a lot on, but I know that I enjoy it. And it is positive psychology. And I first discovered positive psychology on a TED talk. It's a TED talk by Sean Aker. And don't worry, I'll put the notes on my blog, which will be erintheperrin.wordpress.com. But I was listening to a TED talk by a professor from Harvard called Sean Aker, and he's talking about this concept of what positive psychology actually is and how we, if you can look at his TED talk, please do it, because it was brilliant and totally changed the way I looked at at things, and how he's talking about basically how when we set goals for ourselves, it's usually, you know, if you're at work and you've got a target to hit, you know, let's say, for example, you're in sales and you have to sell 100 units of something in a month. And when you hit your 100 units, maybe you hit your unit goal, you know, early, like 4 days early. And whereas sometimes for some people, they can go, okay, I've hit the goal early, I'm cool with that, I'm fine. Other people, and what most people do, and if you don't do it, I'm pretty sure that your line manager does do it if you do work in sales, is like, okay, brilliant. So you've hit 100 units. Can you get 105 or 120? And it's like you never quite hit the goal. And it's not because you're incompetent. It's purely because the goalposts will always change. And I thought this was a really interesting concept. And you know, he's studying about how people are happy. And so he's been working at Harvard quite some years and all of this jazz. And he's been doing these studies. And he basically worked out things that you should do if you just want to be happier, if you want to be more fulfilled in life. And he also wrote a book, like the book came before the TED Talk. And so I obviously, after watching the TED Talk, thought this was amazing, mentioned it to my sister, Holly. She was like, yeah, he's got a book. I've got it. So I was like, what? So obviously I had to order the book. I read it in about 3 days, literally, like I could not put it down. And he goes into the how it is that you actually become happier. And it's really, I say they're basic things. They are really basic things, but they're also not the easiest things to do all the time. And so I tried doing it for 30 days, and it was difficult to be able to do all of them, but I managed to do most of them most of the time. So I was kind of really happy with that. And basically what he says, he gives you like five things that you need to do. And the first thing that I want to talk about is keeping a journal. And I know I've definitely written a blog post on this as well. So if you do hit up my blog, erintheperrin.wordpress.com, you can check out my blog post about writing journals and why it's actually a really good thing to do. So writing a journal, because it gives your brain a chance to reflect on the day and see what positive things happens. Because, you know, although sometimes it's cathartic to get the negative things out on paper, but you know, he's like, yeah, write in your journal. One of the other things he asks you to do is to exercise, and it's like literally for like 10-20 minutes a day, so it's not a massive chunk of your day. And it's up to you at what part of the day it works for you. But yeah, just to spend like 15-20 minutes just exercising, just to, you know, get the body going, so to speak, wake it up a little bit. He also asks you to write down three things at the end of the day, or share three positive things at the end of the day with people, or again, you could do it in your journal, so that it's basically, it's training your brain to look for the positive things rather than the negative things all the time. He also asks that you perform an act of kindness. And this was actually, for me, this was actually probably the easiest one to do. I worked in a gym at the time when I was doing this 30-day challenge. And so for me, it was really easy, because every day, I say it was easy. The first week was really easy because everything was new. I was like, you know, one day I'd be like, you know, ask someone if I could fill up their water bottle for them, or, you know, just at the water fountain, like nothing special, you know, or give somebody a sweat towel because they hadn't got one, or, you know, if I was in the car park walking into work and I saw somebody, you know, I don't know, waiting for the bus or something like that, you know, I'd kind of do like a quick Google check and just say, you know, oh, you know, if their bus was running behind, like let them know that the bus was running behind. Or if someone was sat in our lounge offering to get them a drink, a complimentary drink, and just be like, you know, it's a nice thing to do for somebody. And it was great because I felt good about doing something good for somebody else. So perform a random act of kindness. I'm pretty sure that's everything that he asked for. So we had write in your journal, perform an act of kindness, find three things to be grateful for at the end of every day and share those things, exercise, oh, and meditate. That was the other thing. And meditating is really hard. Like, I don't know whether you've ever tried it, but whew, there's a reason why they call it practice. I've definitely decided it is definitely a practice. And do meditation just to kind of help clear your mind. If you do need an app to meditate with, I would definitely recommend Headspace. It's an excellent app. They do like the free trials and things like that. I can't remember whether it's per session or whether it is for like a certain number of days or 10 days or something like that. 10 days rings a bell. But I've used the Headspace app and it is excellent because it's guided meditation and it's not just about being quiet. It's actually just being aware of what's happening around you. So you could be, I'm trying to think of a good place. Yeah. Like just being in your bedroom, you know, or just sitting in a park. Maybe you don't want to do that at the moment because it's January and it's been raining a lot recently. Well, today it's been raining a lot. You know, but if you had a moment or just sitting on the bus, just to clear your mind and just focus on what is happening around you and to be in the present. So do those five things, according to Sean Acre, and happiness is drawn to you. And I was actually reading a book, well, I've read this book before. It's called The Book of Hygge, which is The Danish Art of Living Well. It is a beautiful book, nice hardback. It looks lovely, and it's also a rather enjoyable read. And one of the quotes in it is from a gentleman called Henry David Thoreau. I think that's his name. And it says, happiness is like a butterfly. The more you chase it, the more it will elude you. But if you turn your attention to other things, it will come and sit softly on your shoulder. And I think that's, you know, a really good thing that we can take away from this week's podcast is that maybe it's not always about setting the goals of things that you want, whether, you know, that is to visit three new countries this year, or whether it's to save for your mortgage, or lose weight or gain weight, you know, or to have a more organized home. Maybe it's not always about that. Maybe it's just the day-to-day things that, you know, you're like, I'm quite content with what I have in my life, but I don't feel fulfilled. So if that's something that you're struggling with and you're looking to be a little bit more positive or be a little bit happier, just generally speaking, try The Happiness Advantage by Sean Acre. Stop thinking about the goal setting and let things happen naturally. And do it by being positive, by looking for the good in the day, at the end of the day, and share that good, share that happiness, share with everything that you've observed throughout the day and make it part of your lifestyle. Be happier. And if you found it particularly helpful to do the Happiness Advantage, by all means, share that information with somebody else. I've got to be honest, I'd be hard pushed if anyone said that after doing the Happiness Advantage for, I don't know, let's say 2 weeks, that you didn't feel like you were a happier person. I would be surprised. In fact, Sean Acre in his results found that when people, I mean, we're not talking like just regular Joe people here, we're talking CEOs of Fortune 500 companies. He said that when he instituted this program into several companies, rather than set goals for their team members, they cascaded this information down to their individual teams, and people actually wanted to work harder naturally, and people produced better results based on the happiness advantage. So you could do that as a family, you could do it as a community, you could do it in the workplace, you could do it with a spouse. You know, take your pick. There's lots of different ways that you can do it, but, you know, these things aren't, you know, we're not meant to have a collection of items. That's not to see how wealthy we are. You know, happiness is the wealth. So give it a go. I'll put the links, like I said, to the TED Talk on my blog, which will be at the blog address is erintheperrin.wordpress.com. Leave me a comment. Maybe it's, you don't can't commit to do all five things that Sean Aker describes, but maybe you could commit to doing one of those things that you think, actually, yeah, that is feasible for me to be able to write in my journal every day, or it's feasible for me to be able to spend, you know, 5 minutes meditating each day. Take your pick. Let me know how it goes, and I'll catch up with you when I'm back from Denmark. Bye.